My name is Mario Franco, and this is episode 388 of EdTech Alpha Minute. In this episode, we continue with the presentation of UNESCO AI Competency Framework for Teachers. In this episode, we also continue with the presentation of one of the competencies, the human agency, which is a competence part of the first domain, human-centered mindset, and is also part of the first progression level, acquire. The framework have five domains and have three progression levels. This competency, it's one of the 15 presented in this framework, belong to the first domain and the first progression level, which means this is, let's say, the first competency presented in the framework. In this episode, we go to focus on one of the elements presented in the framework related to human agency, which is the contextual performance-based assessment tools. This is included in two parts. One is design assessment methods and items relevant to the domain of competence and the expect mastery level. And the second aspect is grading criteria for performance and latent competences. Both of them are treated in this framework and as an example, because in this case, this element is only given in the document of UNESCO as an example and is the only for this competence. All the others should be developed by the people who have to work with this and implement it at the ministry level or regional level or even a school level or a teacher level. Whatever level is done, necessary, the people have to develop their own framework on this aspect. Although, because this is quite long, I will go to present what is here in short for now, and after we develop other resources related to this. On this aspect of the framework, they organize the structure of the performance-based assessment tools related to the teacher competency, in this case, human agency, and they look to three aspects. The first one is adapt the following learning objectives according to the prior knowledge and work responsibilities of the target group of teachers. Then they pick each of the learning objectives of this competency and they look at them as the baseline for this work. And then they design assessment tool methods and items relevant to the domain of competency and the expected mastery level. And then they give examples. For example, for the learning objective, critically reflect on the benefits, limitations, and risks of specific AI tools in their local educational settings, subject areas, and teaching grade levels. They advise or suggest to write an essay to present the views on benefits, limitations, and risks of using facial recognition or the autocorrect function of generative AI or another common AI tools in education. This is how they organize this. And in last point, grading criteria for performance and Latin competencies, of course, they advise to specify accordance with the learning objective and the type of the assessment item. Then this is how they organize. It's quite complicated to see this, but in the link of this podcast, you can come to our webpage, you can see the table, and also you can download the document and look to the table and the explanation of this, which is I encourage to do it. It's much easier to understand. This is only to a pitch to invite you to come and see the table and see the document. I hope this is useful. As I said, we go to continue the presentation in the next podcasts of this competency and all the document. And we create a webpage only for this competence where we put for download or to access other resources related to these topics. And we have one page for each of the competency and an interactive table where you can find links for many resources. I hope to see you in our next episode. Thanks for listening. And I hope this is really useful.